Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. So who's in the spotlight this month, I wonder? Here's Maggie to tell us.
What has the TV show Dallas got to do with our celebrity in the spotlight? Well, J.R. Ewing himself, Larry Hagman, is the son of our star, Mary Martin. So pop your 10-gallon Stetson on your head, pour a gin by the outdoor pool, and let's find out all about Mary. A legendary star of the Broadway musical theatre during the 40s and 50s, and one of its most charming, vivacious and best-loved performers, her father was a lawyer and her mother a violin teacher. She took dancing and singing lessons from an early age, married at 16, and eventually ran a dancing school herself before moving to Hollywood, where she auditioned constantly at the film studios and worked in nightclubs and on radio. After being spotted by the producer Lawrence Schwab, her first big break came on Broadway in 1938, when she won a secondary role as Dolly Winslow in the Cole Porter musical Leave It to Me. Almost every night, she stopped the show with her sensational rendering of My Heart Belongs to Daddy, while performing a mock striptease perched on top of a large cabin trunk at a Siberian railway station. On the strength of her performance in that show, she was signed to Paramount and made 10 films over a period of 4 years, beginning with The Great Victor Herbert in 1939. Although her delightfully warm personality and theatrical star quality were not so effective on film, she did have her moments, particularly in Rhythm on the River with Bing Crosby and Oscar Levant, and Birth of the Blues, in which she joined Crosby and Jack Teagarden for The Waiter and The Porter in Upstairs Maid. She also sang the title song in Kiss the Boys Goodbye, which became a big hit for Tommy Dorsey, and duetted with Dick Powell on Hit the Road to Dreamland in a star-spangled rhythm. The other film appearances include Love Thy Neighbour, New York Town, Happy-Go-Lucky, True to Life, and Mainstream to Broadway in 1953. While on the West Coast, she married for the second time to Paramount executive Richard Halliday, who became her manager. In 1943, she returned to the stage and, after failing to reach Broadway with Dancing on the Streets, scored a great success with One Touch of Venus, which ran for 567 performances. The role of a glamorous statue that comes to life and falls in love with a human had originally been intended for Marlene Dietrich, but it fell to Martin to sing the haunting Speak Low, and the show established her as a true star.
Will you speak low to me? Speak love to me, and soon.
A trip to London in 1947 for an appearance in Noel Coward's Pacific 1860 proved an unsatisfactory experience, and Martin returned to the USA to play the lead in a touring version of Annie Get Your Gun. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein's the second smash hit South Pacific was next, and Martin's memorable performance, funny and poignant turns, won her a Tony Award. Starring with opera singer Ezio Pinza, she introduced several of the composer's most endearing numbers, including I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair, sung while she shampooed her hair on stage, A Wonderful Guy, A Cockeyed Optimist, and the hilarious Honey Bun. South Pacific ran for 1,925 performances in New York, and Martin recreated her role for the 1951 London production at Drury Lane, where she was equally well received. During the rest of the 50s, Mary Martin appeared in several straight plays, two highly regarded television spectaculars, one with Ethel Merman, which included a 35-song medley, and the other with Noel Coward, as well as starring on Broadway with Sir Richard, a musical version of Peter Pan in 1954, which was taped and shown repeatedly on US television. In November 1959, Martin opened at the Lundfontein Theatre in New York that was to prove yet another blockbuster hit. Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical about the Trapp family of Austrian folk singers, The Sound of Music, immediately produced reactions ranging from raves to revolution, but it gave Martin another Tony Award and the chance to display her homespun charm with songs such as My Favourite Things and Do Re Mi.
The hymns are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the bird.
From the hills that were alive with music, Mary Martin plummeted to the depths of Jenny in Jenny in 1963, her first real flop. Thereafter, she and her husband spent more time at their home in Brazil. But in 1965, she was persuaded to embark on a world tour in Hello Dolly, which included a visit to Vietnam and a five-month stay in London. Her final appearance in a Broadway musical was in 1966 with Robert Preston in the two-hander I Do, I Do, which ran for 560 performances. In the 70s, she did more straight theatre and won a Peabody Award for the television film Valentine. After her husband's death in 1973, Martin moved to Palm Springs to be near her friend Janet Gaynor, but returned to New York in 1977 to star with Ethel Merman in a benefit performance of Together Again. In the early 80s, Martin and Janet Gaynor were severely injured in a horrific taxicab crash in San Francisco, which took the life of her longtime aide, Ben Washer. Martin recovered to receive the applause of her peers in Our Heart Belongs to Mary, and to make her final US stage appearance in 1986 with Carol Channing in a national tour of James Kirkwood's comedy Legends. For much of the time, she had to wear a shortwave radio device to prompt her when she forgot her lines. Mary Martin made her final appearance on the London stage in the 1980 Royal Variety performance when she performed a delightful version of Honey Bun, and then had to suffer the embarrassment of watching her son from her first marriage, Larry Hagman, the notorious J.R. Ewing from the television soap opera Dallas, forget his lines in front of the celebrity audience. A real Broadway trooper and winner of four Tony Awards, Martin died at the age of 76 at her home in Rancho Mirage, California.
I am caught and I don't want to run, 'cause I'm having so much fun with Honey Bun. Believe me, Sonny, she's a cookie who can cook you till you're done. Ain't being funny, Sonny, put your money on my Honey Bun.
Thank you, Maggie. And in our musical memories slot later, we'll hear some of those songs from South Pacific which Mary Martin sang on Broadway.